with a chance of rain. And we have brand new music. It's our album of the week. Our music director, Kari, picks out an album every week that gets focused on. And this week is Robert Finley, Hallelujah, Don't Let the Devil Fool Ya. And the song is called Holy Ghost Party.
Thank you. my life like the son of a gun. I could be 1,000 miles away, but still mean what I say. Then I woke up one morning, didn't recognize the man in the mirror. Then I laughed and I said, oh silly me, that's just me. Then I proceeded to not comb some stranger's hair, never was my style. But I couldn't tell you what the hell it was supposed to mean, 'cause it was a Monday, no Tuesday, no Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Then Saturday came around and I said, who's this stupid clown blocking the bathroom sink? But he was sporting all my clothes, I gotta say, pretty pimpin'. Always a little too cheap to be admitted under marbles lost. He was always 1,000 miles away while still standing in front of your face.
On a sliver of a dusty pool of light, your fire's hue is a maraschino cherry, room temperature ice, backlit by the bar, your tongue it shoots dry, you're all period blood and sound check blue. And a lucky horseshoe pinball brew.
Just a minor technical difficulty right there. Last song we just heard was Sam Phillips' When I Fall. We started out listening to Nico Case until the CD took a poop on me. And we also had Kurt Vile in there with Pretty Pimpin'. And album from the album of the week, Halloween on the Bayou, That was Robert Finley with Holy Ghost Party. We receive support from North Homes Children and Family Services, providing compassionate mental health services to children and families at home, school, and in the community. More information at northhomes.org. Here's some Afghan Whigs for you.
everything he makes satisfying and delicious. Talking about junk food wishes, you can even eat the dishes.
for Cutie with Kath. The Candyman. We had Sebo Model right before that with The Candyman off of their Viva La Woman album. And started off with the Afghan Whigs and Debonair. And when it's time to get rid of that old car, truck, or boat before you're stuck with it for another winter, KAXE's Cars program makes it quick and easy. We'll even tow it away for free. The proceeds from your unwanted vehicle become fuel for your favorite community radio station. Visit kaxe.org/cars to get your car donation started or call Heather at 218-326-1234 for more info. Right now, we've got some Sinead O'Connor talking about the famine.
Specifically, I want to talk about the famine, about the fact that there never really was one. There was no famine. The Irish people were only allowed to eat potatoes. All of the other food, meat, fish, vegetables, were shipped out of the country under armed guard to England while the Irish people starved. And then, in the middle of all this, they gave us money not to teach our children Irish. And so we lost our history, and this is what I think is still hurting me. See, we're like a child that's been battered, has to drive itself out of its head because it's frightened, still feels all the painful feelings. But they lose contact with the memory, and this leads to massive self-destruction, alcoholism, drug addiction, all desperate attempts at running, and in its worst form becomes actual killing. And
if there you are listening to a previously recorded program on KAXE KBXE.
So that there then can be forgiving, there has to be knowledge and understanding. All the lonely people, where do they all come from? An American army regulation says you mustn't kill more than 10% of a nation, because to do so causes permanent psychological damage. It's not permanent, but they didn't know that. Anyway, during the supposed famine, we lost a lot more than 10% of our nation through deaths on land or in ships of emigration. But what finally broke us was not starvation, but its use in the controlling of our education. Schools go on about Black 47, on and on about the terrible famine. But what they don't say is, in truth, there really never was. Was one.
Excuse me,
the lonely people.
Sorry, excuse me.
Where do they all come from?
I can tell you in one word.
All the lonely people. Where do they all belong? So let's take a look, shall we? The highest statistics of child abuse in the EEC, and we say we're a Christian country. But we've lost contact with our history. See, we used to worship God as a mother. We're suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder. Look at all our old men in the pubs. Look at all our young people on drugs. We used to worship God as a mother. Now look at what we're doing to each other. We've even made killers of ourselves, the most childlike trusting people in the universe. And this is what's wrong with us. Our history books, the parent figures lied to us. I see the Irish as a race like a child that got itself bashed in the face. And if there ever is gonna be healing, there has to be remembering and then grieving, so that there then can be forgiving. There has to be knowledge and understanding.
All the lonely people,
stand on the brink of a great achievement. In this island, there is no solution to be found to our disagreements by shooting each other. There is no real invader here. We are all Irish in all our different kinds of ways. We must not, now or ever in the future,
show anything to each other except tolerance, forbearance, and neighborly love. Because of our traditions, everyone here knows who he is and what God expects him to do.
Thank you. dance. Take your seven veils and sail the seven seas.
Elbow with Seven Veils off of their Giants of All Sizes album. Cowboy Junkies did the song Miles from Our Home. Jessica Lee Mayfield was Standing in the Sun. We had the Beatles, of course, with Eleanor Rigby. And Sinead O'Connor did the song Famine. And we received support from the Lake Country Journal, a local lifestyle magazine sharing stories about places to go, things to do, and people to know in Lake Country. More at lakecountryjournal.com. Right now, we're going to go back into the early to mid-90s. We've got some Liz Phair for you.
Can I keep keep this memory. Burn it to a CD. Play it in your dad's old car. Hey, the train starts rocking. Do you feel like walking? Can I be where you are?
My baby's voodoo charm. my baby voodoo charm.
Was Chris Stone, Kingfish Ingram, keeping the blues alive right there with Voodoo Charm. Benjamin Booker right before that with Violent Shiver. We had the Bad Bad Hats, Minnesota band with Milky Way, and started off with Liz Phair's Soap Star Joe. And weather mostly cloudy today with highs near 57, south